Sheni. Vayokom Bilam ba'boiker, and Bilam got up in the morning. Vayomer, and he said, El sorry, Balak, to the officers of Balak. Lechugo el aretzachem, to your land, ki me'ein Hashem l'siti l'haloichi mochem, because Hashem refuses to allow me to go with you. And Rashi tells us that we see from here that Bilam was very conceited. He did not want to admit that he was under the jurisdiction and authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he did not say that Hashem does not allow me to go, but rather he stressed that Hashem does not allow me to go imachem with you, because you are not important enough. I can only go with another delegation that will be more important. Vayakumu Sarei Moav, and the Sarei Moav got up, vayavoyu el Balak, and they came back to Balak. Vayomu, and they said, Me'ein Bilam haloich imanu, Bilam refuses to come with us. And it was when Balak heard that Bilam needed a more important delegation in order to get him to come, vayosef od Balak shaloyach sarim, and Balak sent messengers again. However, these were rabim more v'nichbodim me'ele, and higher ranking than the first delegation. Vayavoyu el Bilam, and they came to Bilam, vayomu lo, and they said to him, Koyomar Balak ben Tzipor, so said Balak ben Tzipor, Al no simona meheloich eloi, do not refrain from coming to me. Ki chabed achabedcha ma'oid, because I will honor you very much. You will receive more money than you ever received before. V'chol asher tomer la'ese, and everything you say I will do. Ulechono, and go now, kavol li esa omazeh, and curse for me this nation. Vayan Bilam, and Bilam answered, Vayomer el avde Balak, and he said to the servants of Balak, Immediately Balak miloivesa kesev izov, if Balak were to give me his whole house full of silver and gold, and this is something that he really should give me, because if he were to hire an army to fight against Klal Yisrael, they would charge him that amount of money, and it would still be uncertain if they would be victorious. However, I definitely will be victorious, so therefore he should give me this amount of money, his whole house full of silver and gold. However, even if he were to give me this amount of money, I cannot transgress the word of Hashem my God, to do something small or something big. Here, Bilam had no choice but to admit that he was under the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under the authority of Hashem, and he had to say that without Hashem, he could not do anything. And the Mefarshim ask, why concerning the first delegation, which were lower ranking officials, the Pasuk calls them Sarei Balak, the officers of Balak, in Pasuk Yud Gimel. However, over here in Pasuk Yud Ches, the second delegation, who were Rabim v'nichbodim me'ele, higher ranking officials, the Pasuk calls them Avdei Balak, the servants of Balak. And Rabbeinu Bechai answers that it is specifically in the answer of Bilam that they are referred to as Avdei Balak, the servants of Balak. Because Bilam said, just like you understand that you are the servants of Balak and you cannot do anything without Balak, so too you must understand that I am the servant of Hashem, and I cannot do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even though you want me to curse Klal Yisrael, if Hashem does not want me to, I cannot. The Ayin also in the Shach and in Sefer Paneach Roza, who also give Terutzim on this question. And Rashi tells us also that when Bilam said, Le'ucha laver es pi Hashem le'koi, that I cannot transgress the word of Hashem, he meant that he cannot change the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Avos. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Avos that their children will be successful and gebenched, therefore this cannot be changed. And Bilam continued by saying, Viato, and now, Shavuno Avazeh, please stay here, Gam Atem, also you, Halailo, this night. And Rashi tells us, since he said, Gam Atem, you also, Pivich Shiloi, his mouth tripped him, and he unwittingly predicted his failure. Just like the first group left, with a dejected spirit, Gam Atem, so too will you. The Eda, and I will know, my Yosef Hashem Dabar Imi, what Hashem will add to speak to me. He will not change whatever he said. He will not change the blessing of Klal Yisrael to a Klala, but hopefully he will not add another bracha. Vayover Elikim El Bilam Laila, and Hashem came to Bilam at night, Vayomeloi, and he said to him, Im Likro Elecha Ba'u Ho Anoshim, if you think that this calling will be beneficial to you and you will make a lot of money, then fine, kum lechitam, get up and go with them. Va'ach, however, es hadover asher adaber elecha oisoi sase, whatever I speak to you, that you must do. And although Bilam knew that he must follow the words of Hashem, he still went with the Sarei Moav, because he figured he would be able to persuade HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would consent to curse Klal Yisrael. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lahaloichi Mochem, Hashem does not allow me to go with you, Elo im sarim gedoyle mikem, only with officers that are greater than you. Lamadno, we learn from here, Sheruchai Gevoya, that Bilam was conceited. V'leirotza Lagalois, he did not want to reveal to the servants of Balak, Shehu Berushusei Shalmokoim, that he was under the authority of Hashem. Ela B'loshen Gaisois, but rather he spoke in a conceited way and told them, I cannot go with you because you are not important enough. L'fikach, therefore, Vayosef Ad Balak, Balak sent another delegation because he thought that the first delegation was not important enough. And Balak told Bilam, Ki chabed achabedcha ma'oid, I will honor you very much. Yosef mimasha yisa noitel sha'avar, more than you have ever taken in the past for cursing a nation, ani noisen lach, I will give you now. Zakrashi meloi besa kesef ezov, even if Balak were to give me his whole house full of silver and gold, I cannot be over the word of Hashem. Lamadu, this comes to teach us, shenafshe rechova, that Bilam was very greedy, umechamed momen acherim, and he desired other people's money. Omar, Bilam said, Ro'i loy liten li kol kesef ezov shaloi. Really, Balak should give me all of his silver and gold. Sharitzorach lisko chayolos rabois, because in order to fight Klal Yisrael, he would have to hire many armies. Safek noitzeach, safek eino noitzeach, and it would still be uncertain if he would be victorious. However, ani vade noitzeach, I definitely would be victorious, so therefore he should definitely give me all this money. However, even if he does give me all this money, I cannot be over the word of Hashem. Le'ucha laver, akorchoy, against his will, Gila, he had to reveal Shuburushus Acherim, that he was under the authority of others, under the authority of Hashem. Vinisnabe Khan, and he prophesied over here by saying that he cannot be over the word of Hashem Elekoi. She'eni yochel levatel habrochois shenisparchu ha'ovois mipi ha'shchina, that he cannot nullify the brochois that the ovois received from Hashem. And then Bilam said, Gam atem, you should also stay overnight. Zakrashi piv hechshiloi, his mouth tripped him, he unwittingly predicted his failure. Gam atem seifchem lelech bepachi nefesh, you too will go back home with a dejected spirit, korishonim, just like the first delegation. And Bilam said, wait here and see my Yosef, what Hashem will add. Lo yishana devar mibrocha leklola, it was sure and definite that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not change his mind from giving them a brocha to giving them a klola. Halavai shelo Yosef levarech, halavai, that he should not add a brocha. That's why he said, let us wait and see my Yosef, if Hashem will add. Zakrashi kanis nabe, over here Bilam unwittingly said a nevuah, she'osid lohoisif lohem brochis al yodoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add brochis on Klal Yisrael through him. And that is why he said a loshon of Yosef Hashem daber imi, Hashem will be moisif to speak to me, I will be the one that will add the brochis to Klal Yisrael. Zakrashi im likroi lecho, im akriya shelecho, if this kriya, this calling, will be for your benefit, v'savar atalitil oleh schar, and you think you will get money for it, kum leich itom, then you can go with them. Va'ach, only, akorchecho es adobar asher dabar elecho, against your will, only the thing that I will speak to you, oisoy sase, that you shall do. V'yafal pikein, and still, even though Bilam knew this, v'yelech Bilam, Bilam went with the sorry moya. Omar, Bilam said, Shema afatenu, maybe I will be able to persuade Hashem, v'yisrase, and he will consent. Shalishi, v'yokom Bilam ba'boiker, and Bilam arose in the morning, v'yachavosh es asoinoi, and he himself saddled his donkey. Although an important person like Bilam should not be saddling his own donkey, he should leave this for his servants. However, because of his hatred for Klal Yisrael, he saddled his own donkey. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rasha, don't think by saddling your own donkey you will be successful in cursing Klal Yisrael, because their grandfather Avram saddled his own donkey for the mitzvah of the Akedah. And the saddling of his donkey for the purpose of a mitzvah will protect Klal Yisrael against the saddling that you did in order to curse them. Vayelech imsari Moyov, and Bilam went with the officers of Moyov. And there is a beautiful pshat from the Vilna Gaon on this pasuk. The Vilna Gaon is bothered by what seems like Hashem's indecisiveness to send Bilam with the officers of Moyov. First Hashem says, in pasuk Yud Beis, Loi seilechi mohem, do not go with them. However, in Pasuk Chaf he says, Kum Leich Itam, you can go with them. And then we see in Pasuk Chaf Beis that Hashem got angry when Bilam went with the Sarei Moav. As the Pasuk says, Vayichar Af Elokim Ki Hoylechu. So did Hashem allow Bilam to go or not? The Vilna Gaon explains that there is a difference between the word Itoi and the word Imoi. Both mean that one person is going with another. Imoi means that they are going with the same goal
and the same objective. However, itoy means that they are physically going together, but their purpose and objectives are different. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam in Pasuk Yud Beis that I will not allow you to go with them, he says, Lo Selech Imohem. He uses the expression Imohem. You cannot go with them with the same intentions that they are going to curse Klal Yisrael. However, in Pasuk Chof, when he allows Bilam to go with the Sarei Balak, he says, Kum Lech Itam. You can get up and go Itam with them physically. You may physically go with them, however, not for the same intentions as they are going, which is to curse Klal Yisrael. However, Bilam did not listen to Hashem, and when he went with the Sarei Moav, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayelech Im Sarei Moav. He went together with the Sarei Moav, as Rashi says, Liboy Kilibom Shava. His heart and their heart were equal. Just like they had intentions to curse Klal Yisrael, so did Bilam. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayichar Af Elokim Ki Hoylechu, that Hashem got angry because he was going. He was angry because of the purpose that Bilam was going for. Bilam did not listen to Hashem, and he figured that he would be able to persuade HaKadosh Baruch Hu to curse Klal Yisrael. And the Vilna Gaon explains that this is the pshat in Pasuk Lamed Hey, after the Malach tried to stop Bilam from going, and he saw that Bilam still wanted to go. The Malach said, Leich im ho'anoshim. You can go im ho'anoshim. Now I allow you to go even for the same intentions as the Sarei Balak. Because as Rashi says, B'derech she'odom roitzei leilech, moilichen oisai. In the way that a person wants to go, Hashem allows him to go. If you really want to go to curse Klal Yisrael, I'll let you go for that purpose. However, im ho'anoshim, your end will also be like them. As Rashi says, ki chelkecha imohem, your portion will be with them, v'sevcha leheyaved min ha'olam, and your end will be to be destroyed from the world just like them. And the Pasuk continues, v'yichar af elokim ki ho'lechu, and Hashem was angry that Bilam was going. As we just explained, Hashem was angry because Bilam was going for the wrong intentions. V'yisyatev malach Hashem baderech l'sotnoi. And a malach of Hashem stood on the road to stop Bilam. And Rashi says this malach was a malach shel rachamim, a malach of mercy. And this we see because the Pasuk says malach Hashem with the name of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei. The name Yudkei Vavkei represents the midah of rachamim of Hashem. And this malach had mercy on Bilam and tried to stop him in order that he should not sin and perish. And Bilam was riding on his donkey, Ushnei Na'orav Imoy, with his two young men with him. And Rashi says that from here we see that an important person does not go out on a journey without having two people with him to be mishamish him to serve him. And the donkey saw the Malach of Hashem standing on the road. And Rashi tells us that the donkey saw the Malach. However, Bilam did not see the Malach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows animals to see more than people. Because animals, since they do not have the greater intelligence of a human being, they will not be afraid if they see a mazik, a harmful spirit. However, if a person would see mazikim, he would go mad. And therefore, only the donkey saw the malach and not Bilam. V'charbay shalufa biyodoy, and his sword was drawn in his hand. The malach was holding a sword. And with this, he meant to hint to Bilam and say, you, Bilam, are not coming against Klal Yisrael with your weapons, the sword, but rather you are taking the umnis, the craft of Klal Yisrael, the power of speech. Therefore, I will come against you with your power, the power of the sword, and that's why v'charbay shalufa biyodoy, a sword was drawn in his hand. Vateita osayim min haderech, and the donkey went off the road. Vatelech basodeh, and went into the field. Vayach Bilam es ha'osayim lahatoisa hadorech, and Bilam hit the donkey to turn the donkey back onto the road. Vayamod Malach Hashem, and the Malach Hashem stood a second time to block Bilam. This time, b'mishal hakramim, on the path in the vineyard, goder mizeh v'goder mizeh, where there was a stone fence on both sides of the path. Vateir ha'oson es Malach Hashem, and the donkey saw the Malach Hashem. Vatilochets elokir, and she pressed herself against the wall. Vatilchas es regel Bilam elokir, and the foot of Bilam became pressed against the wall. And then Bilam continued to hit the donkey a second time. And the Chizkuni gives us a little bit of a background concerning this stone fence that crushed Bilam's leg. Because we find in Parshas Vayetze, when Lavan and Yaakov made a peace treaty, they piled up two mounds of stones on both sides of the road. And they said to each other that these stones will be witnesses, that none of us will pass these stones in order to harm the other one. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Bilam was Lavan ha'Arami. Bilam was Lavan. Others learn that Bilam was a descendant of Lavan. Either way, Bilam was coming now to break the treaty that Lavan and Yaakov created many years earlier, because he was passing these stones in order to harm Klal Yisrael. And since the pasuk says Yad ha'edim tiyabai barishayna, when one sins, it is the witnesses that punish the sinner first. Therefore, when Bilam was breaking the treaty, his foot got smashed against these stones that Yaakov and Lavan made a treaty with, because they were the edim, they were the witnesses, and the witnesses are the ones who punish the sinner first. And it was because of this incident that Bilam was a chiger, he was a cripple the rest of his life. And the pasuk continues, Vayosef Malach Hashem Avor, and the Malach of Hashem continued to pass in front of Bilam a third time. Vayamoid b'mokem tzor, and he stood in a narrow place, asher ein derech lintois yamin usimoil, where there was no room to turn, not to the right and not to the left. Vateira ha'osan es Malach Hashem, and it was when the donkey saw the Malach Hashem, vatirbat tachas Bilam, and the donkey sat down under Bilam. Vayichar av Bilam, and Bilam got angry. Vayach es ha'osan b'makel, this time he hit his donkey with a stick. And Rashi tells us that the reason why the Malach appeared to Bilam three times was in order to hint to Bilam that he is coming to curse a nation that has the schus of the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Mefarshim explain that each time the Malach stopped Bilam, it represented one of the avos. The first time when the Malach stopped Bilam on the road, there was room for the donkey to avoid the Malach by going to his right or going to his left. And this represented Avram, where a klola, a curse, would have been able to be chal in two places, on the B'nai Yishmael and the B'nai Keturo. When he stopped him a second time, B'mishal HaKramim, on the path in the vineyard, the only way for the donkey to avoid the Malach was to go on one side and squeeze between the Malach and the stone wall. This represents Yitzchak, where the klola could have only been chal on his child Esav, the descendants that come from Esav. However, the third time, when the Malach stopped the donkey, it says that there was no room to go not to the right and not to the left. This represented Yaakov Avinu, who was mitasei shleima, his bed was complete, all his children were tzaddikim, and the klola could not have been chal on any part of him, not to the right and not to the left. And after Bilam hit his donkey three times, the pasuk says, Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osoin, Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey, Vatomer leBilam, and the donkey said to Bilam, What did I do to you? That you hit me these three times. And Rashi points out that the pasuk does not say these three times by saying pa'amim, but rather it uses the word regolim, because the donkey was hinting at Bilam that you are coming against a nation that celebrates shalosh regolim, the three regolim, the three yamim tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And therefore you will not be successful against cursing such a nation. Vayomer Bilam la'osoin, and Bilam said to the donkey, the reason why I hit you was ki hisalalpi, because you have mocked me. Luyesh cherev biyodi, if I had a sword in my hand now, ki ata haraktich, now I would have killed you. And this was a tremendous disgrace for Bilam in front of the Sarei Moav, the officers of Moav, because they were hiring Bilam to come and curse a whole nation with his mouth. And now he needs a sword to kill his donkey? This was a disgrace for Bilam. Vatoimer ha'osoin el Bilam, and the donkey answered Bilam and said, Haloi anoichi asoincha, am I not your donkey asher ochafta olai, which you have ridden on me, me'oidcha ad hayom azeh, from your inception until today? Ha'haskein hiskanti lases l'cha koi, have I been accustomed to ever doing something like this to you? Did this ever happen before? Vayomer loi, and Bilam said, no. And this was also a disgrace for Bilam, because he was silenced by the donkey in his confrontation against him. Vayigal Hashem es enei Bilam, and Hashem uncovered the eyes of Bilam. Vayar, and Bilam saw es Malach Hashem, the Malach Hashem, Nitzov Baderech, standing on the way, v'charba shalufa biyodoi, with his sword drawn in his hand. Vayikoid, and Bilam bowed his head, vayishtachu la'apov, and then he totally bowed down with his face to the floor. Vayomer Elov Malach Hashem, and the Malach Hashem told him, Why did you hit this donkey three times? Hine anoichi yotzasi l'satan. Behold, I have come out to stop you. Ki yorat haderech lenegdi. And Rashi says three pshatim in the words yorat haderech lenegdi. According to the first pshat, yorat is a loshen netrikin, an abbreviated word which stands for yora roasa notisa. And this is referring to the donkey. The donkey was yara. The donkey feared ro'asa for what it saw, notisa, and therefore turned off the way. Because haderech lenegdi, the way that Bilam was going, was a way that was against me to anger me and to provoke me. According to this pshat, yarat is referring to the donkey. However, according to Rashi's second and third pshat, yarat is referring to Bilam. Ki yarat haderech lenegdi, because Bilam rushed the way that was against me to anger me. And the third pshat is, ki yarat haderech lenegdi, Bilam desired and was content with the derech that was against me to anger me. And the Malach continues by saying, Vatirani ha'osoin, and the donkey saw me, Vateit lefonai zeh sholosh regolim, and she turned away from me these three times. Ulai, were it not for the fact, notisa miponai, that she turned away from me, ki ato gam oischa harakti, now not only would you have been delayed, but I would have also killed you, va'oiso hechiyesi, and the donkey would have lived. However, now that the donkey stopped, I will not kill you, but I will kill the donkey. And the reason for this is because Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Kavod HaBriyos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on the dignity of people. And since this donkey was able to silence you in his confrontation with you, I will kill the donkey. This way, people will not be able to point at this donkey and say, this is the donkey that dismissed Bilam with his rebuke. Vayomer Bilam el Malach Hashem. So Bilam said to the Malach Hashem, Chatasi, I have sinned. Ki lo yodati, because I did not know, ki ato nitzav likrosi baderech, that you were standing in front of me on the road. And this too was an embarrassment for Bilam, that he had to admit that he did not know everything. Viato, and now, imra be'enecho, if it is bad in your eyes, ashuvali, I will return. And Bilam said this in a hostile manner toward Hashem. He said that maybe this seems to be the way you do things. You say something, and then the Malach pulls back your words. You did this by the Akedah, when you told Avram to shecht his son Yitzchak, and then the Malach pulled back your words and told Avram not to shecht his son. And now you are doing the same thing to me. You told me to go, and now the Malach is telling me not to go. So if you want, I will return. Vayomer Malach Hashem el Bilam. And the Malach Hashem said to Bilam, Leich imho anoshim. If you really want to go, go with them. Because b'derech sh'adam roitze leilech malichin oisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows people to go on the way that they really want to. But your end will be also, im ha'anoshim, you will die and be destroyed together with them. The Efes, and only, es hadover asher adaber elecho, the word that I will say to you, oisoi sedaber, those will be the words that you will be able to speak. Vayelech Bilam im sarei Balak. And Bilam went together with the officers of Balak, happy to curse Klal Yisrael, just like the sarei Balak were happy to curse them. Vayishma Balak, and Balak heard kiva Bilam, that Bilam was coming, because Bilam sent a message to Balak that he was on the way. Vayetze lekrosoi, and Balak went out towards Bilam, el ir Moav, and met him in the metropolis, in the main city of Moav, asher al gvul Arnon, which was on the border of Arnon, asher bikse hagvul, which was on the edge of the border. And Sefer Shari Aharon asks that it is not typical for the main city of a country to be on its border. Why was the main city of Moav on the Kseh HaGvul, on the edge of the border? And he answers with the psukim in Parshas Chukas that describe how Sichon captured Moav. And since Sichon captured a large portion of Moav, the borders of Moav changed, and what was originally part of Moav became part of Sichon. And therefore, this large city, this metropolis of Moav, that originally was in the center of the country, now became the edge of the border, because the rest of the country was taken away by Sichon. And typically the king would reside in the main city of the country. However, since this main city was at the edge of the border, therefore Balak did not live in that city, but rather he lived in the center of the country. However, when he came to greet Bilam, he went out to this metropolis on the edge of the border to greet Bilam. And he told Bilam, look at this city, look what Klal Yisrael wants to uproot. Vayomer Balak el Bilam, and Balak said to Bilam, Halo shaloyach shalachti elecho likroilach. Have I not sent to you to call you? Lama loy halachta eloy? Why did you not come right away to me? Ha'umnam, is it true, le'ucha kabdecha, that I cannot give you enough honor to bring you here? And Rashi tells us that Balak unwittingly said a nevuah that Bilam will leave before him in humiliation. Ha'umnam, it is true, le'ucha kabdecha, at the end I will not give you honor. You will leave bekoloin in humiliation. Vayomer Bilam el Balak, and Bilam said to Balak, Hine vose elecho, behold, I have come to you. Hashem allowed me to come. However, ato, now, hayochol uchal dabe me'uma, can I say anything I want? No. Hadavar asher yosim elikim b'fi, the word that Hashem will place in my mouth, oisoy adaber, that will be what I am able to say. Zok Rashi, posuk chof aleph, vayachavosh es asoynoi, and Bilam saddled his donkey. Mikan, from here, shahasino mikalkeles es ashura, that hatred disrupts the correct order of things. People deviate from their normal behavior when acting out of hatred. Shechovash hu biatzmoi, because he himself saddled his donkey, he did not leave it for his servants. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Bilam, Rasha, kvar kodamcha Avram aviem, Rasha, Avram their father has already preceded you in saddling his own donkey for a mitzvah. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayashkem Avram baboiker, and Avram got up in the morning, Vayachavosh eschamoroi, and he himself saddled his donkey. So Avram saddling his donkey for a mitzvah will protect Klal Yisrael against you saddling your donkey to curse Klal Yisrael. Im Sarei Moav, Bilam went together with Sarei Moav, Liboy Kilibam Shava. His heart and their heart were equal. Just like they wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, so did Bilam. Zok Rashi ki hoylichu, and Hashem was angry that Bilam was going. Ro'osha dovara be'ine ha'mokoim, Bilam saw that it was bad in the eyes of Hashem that he should go, and still, v'nis'ava leilech, he desired to go. And a malach Hashem came l'satoin like to stop him. Malach shal rachamim hoya, it was a malach of mercy. V'hoya roitza l'moinoi milachtoi, and the malach wanted to stop him, to stop Bilam from sinning. Shlo yechta v'yoivad, in order that Bilam will not sin and perish. Ushnei na'or of Imoy, and Bilam was going with two young men. Mikan, from here we see, la'odom choshuv, an important person, hayoytze l'derech, that goes on a journey. Yoylech Imoy shnei anoshim, he should take with him two men, l'shamshoy, to serve him. V'choyzrim u'mishamshim zeh, and then they go and they serve each other. There is a similar Rashi in Parshas Vayera by Avram, where it says by the Akedah that Avram went im shnei na'or of Itoy with his two young men with him. And over there, Rashi says the purpose of having two people with him is Shema Yitzarach Echad L'Nekavov. Maybe one of them will need to relieve himself, and therefore Yia Hasheni Imoy, the second person, will always be with the important person. He will always have somebody with him. So if one person has to leave, the second person will always be there. And the Sifsei Chachamim and the Maskil David say that Rashi over here is saying the same thing as Rashi over there. That is what Rashi means when he says, V'choyzrim u'mishamshim zeh zeh, that one will go and help the other one. Because if one leaves, the other one will still be there to do the job of both of them. However, the Be'er Basodeh, the Gur Aryeh, and also the Rav Mibar Tanura learned that this Rashi is saying something different than the Rashi in Parshas Vayera. The Ayin Shom, how they learn these two Rashis. Zok Rashi v'atere ha'osoin, and the donkey saw the Malach Hashem. V'hulay ro, however, Bilam did not see the Malach. Shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shus l'behem alirois yosim in ha'odom, because Hashem allowed animals to see more than people. Shemitoich sheyesh boi das, since a person has greater intelligence, titroich daitoi kishiyir mazikim, he will go mad when he sees harmful spirits. V'char boi shalufa biyodoi, and his sword was drawn in his hand. Omar, the Malach said, Rosha zeh hi niach klei umnosoi, this Rasha left the tools of his craft. Sheklei zainon shel umas ha'olam becheref, because the weapons of Goyim is the sword. Huba aleim bepiv, and he came against Klal Yisrael with the power of his mouth, the power of speech. Shehu umnes shelahem, which is the craft of Klal Yisrael. Afani espois eshaloi, I too will take his craft. Va'ovay olav beumnosoi, and I will come against him with his tools, with his weapons. Which means I will come against Bilam with a sword. V'chein hoya soifoi, and so was Bilam's end. V'ez Bilam ben Ba'or horgu b'chorev, the Pasuk says that Bilam, the son of Ba'or, was killed by sword. So the Malach was saying, since you, Bilam, are coming against Klal Yisrael with Klal Yisrael's power, the power of speech, we will come against you with your power, the power of the sword. And the Pasuk says that the Malach appeared a second time, b'mishal hakramim, in the path of the vineyard. So Rashi kitargumai, like Targum says, the word mishal means bishvil, the path. Nechein, and so does the Pasuk say, im yispaik ofer shomron lasha'olim, if the soil of shomron will be sufficient, lasha'olim, for the footsteps. Ofer hanidbak b'chapois haraglayim b'hiluchon, the soil that attaches itself to the soles of the feet, b'hiluchon, as they go. So we see that the word sha'olim means the soles of their feet. So too over here, mishal hakramim means the path that people step on. Zok Rashi v'chein, and so we find in Yeshaya, mi modad b'sha'oloi mayim, who can measure with his feet the water? Beraglov u'v'hiluchai, who can measure it with his feet and as he is walking? So we see that the word sha'oloi means with his feet. So too over here, b'mishal means the path which a person steps on with his feet. Goder mizeh v'goder mizeh. So Rashi, stam geder, when the pasuk does not specify what the fence is made out of, shel avonim hu, it is made out of stone. And as we explained from the Chizkuni, this was the stone fence that was used as edus, as a witness, between Yaakov and Lavan. Vatilochetz. Rashi is bothered, what is the difference between the word vatilochetz in the pasuk and the word vatilchatz, which is stated afterwards? So Rashi, vatilochetz hi atzmoi. Vatilochetz means that the donkey herself was pressed against the wall. Vatilchas es acherim, and the donkey pressed something else against the wall. Es regel Bilam, it pressed the foot of Bilam. Zok Rashi, vayosef malach Hashem avor, lavor oid lefonov lahalon, to pass before Bilam, to be in front of him. Liois lefonov b'mokim acher, to be before him in another place. K'moy, like the Pasuk says concerning Yaakov, v'hu avar lefnehem, and Yaakov went and passed before them. So too over here, the Pasuk means that the Malach passed before Bilam in order to be before him in another place. Medrash Agoda Yesh B'Tanchuma, and the Medrash Agoda in the Tanchuma says, Ma ro lamad b'shloshim mekoymos, why did the Malach see to stand in three different places to stop Bilam? Simani avos hero, it is because he wanted to show him the simon of the avos, that you are coming against the nation that has the schus of the three avos. And the donkey said to Bilam, why did you hit me, Zeh Sholish Regalim, these three times? And the donkey said a lashon of Regalim instead of Pa'amim. Ramazloi, he hinted to Bilam, Atamavakish Lakar Uma, you are trying to uproot a nation, Hachogeges, that celebrates Sholish Regalim Bashana, the three Yomim Tovim a year. The Ayin B'Mefarshim who ask, why out of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, did the Osain pick this mitzvah of Sholish Regalim to tell Bilam, that since Klal Yisrael celebrates the Sholosh Regalim, you cannot fight against them? Why specifically the Sholosh Regalim? And Bilam told the donkey, the reason why I hit you these three times is because ki hesalalpi, because you have mocked me. Kitagumai, like Targum says, Loshen Genai Ubizoyon, it is an expression of disgrace and embarrassment. You embarrass me. Luye Shcherev Biyadi, if I had a sword in my hand, I would kill you. Genus Gedoy Lahoyloi Dovazeh Be'eni Asarim, this was a tremendous disgrace in the eyes of the Sarim Mayav that Bilam needed a sword in order to kill the donkey. Zeh hoylech larig umishlema b'piv, this is the person that is coming to destroy a complete nation with the power of his mouth. Ula osayn zu tzorech lechli zayin, and to kill a donkey he needs a weapon? And the donkey answered Bilam, hahaskein iskanti, kitagumai, like Targum says, hameylef alifno, which means, have I been accustomed to doing this ever before? The chain, and so does the pasuk say, halokel yisochin gover. Can a gever, a person, tell lokel to Hashem, yisochin, this is what I am used to doing? So we see yisochin means to be accustomed. Rabbi Seinu darshu mikra zeh b'gemara, and our chachamim darshan this pasuk in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Amru lei, the officers of Moav said to Bilam, my time alei rochafta asusya, why are you riding on a donkey? Why don't you ride on a horse? Omar Lahoin, Bilam said to the officers of Moav, Biritiva Shadoile, I left my horse in the meadows to graze. On that, the donkey said to Bilam, Halo Anoichi Asincha, am I not your donkey? So Bilam said, yes, you are my donkey, but I only use you to carry my loads and to carry my burdens. On that, the donkey said, Asherochafta Olai, you always ride on me. Bilam said, yes, I do, but that's only occasionally. On that, the donkey said, Me'otcha Arayom Azet, you rode upon me from the day of your inception until today. You always ride on me. And not only do you use me for transportation during the day, but you also have relations with me at night. And that's why he said, Hahasken iskanti, because the word Seichenes is a Lashon that is used for one having relations with his wife. Because the Pasuk says, by David HaMelech, Usehiloi l'Seichenes, and she should be to you for a source of warmth, which means as someone to have relations with. So too over here, the donkey said to Bilam, Hahasken iskanti, I am your donkey with whom you have relations with. Zok Rashi ki yorad haderech lenegdi, Rabbi Seinu our Rabbonim, Chachmei HaMishnah, the Chachamim of the Mishnah, Darshuhu, they explain this pasuk nutrikin, that the word yorad is an abbreviated word, and it stands for Yara Ro'asa Notisa. The donkey was Yara, the donkey feared Ro'asa for what it saw, Notisa, and that's why it turned away. Bishvil Shaderech lenegdi, because the way was lenegdi, kloimar lekinosi ulahakniteini. The way that Bilam was going was a way to anger me and to provoke me. According to this pshat, Yorat is referring to the osoin, the donkey. Ulufi mashmoi, however, according to the simple meaning of the pasuk, ki chored haderech lenegdi means lashon retet. It means a lashon of rushing. Ki roisi bal haderech, because I saw that the one who was traveling on the road, shecharad umiher haderech, he was rushing the way, shehulakasi ulahamroisi, which was a way that was to anger me and to rebel against me. Umikra katsuhu, and the pasuk is an abbreviated pasuk. It does not say ki yorad bilam haderech lenegdi, that Bilam rushed the way against me. Kimoi, just like the pasuk usachal David and David longed. And the word usachal cannot be going on David, because usachal is a lashon nekeva, and David is a zachar. Therefore, we must say that the pasuk is missing a word, and the pasuk should really have said usachal nefesh David, and the soul of David longed. So just like over there, the word nefesh is missing, so too over here, the name Bilam is missing from the pasuk. Lishna achwina, another pshat in the word yarat, lashon ratzon, it is a lashon of appeasement. V'chein, and so the pasuk says in Iyov, V'ayidei Rishoyim yarteini, and through Rishoyim you try to appease me. Mefayes umenachem oisi ayidei Rishoyim, you try to appease me through wicked people, she'enon ela maknitim, who are only people that provoke me. So we see that the word yarteini means to appease. So too over here the pasuk is saying ki yorat haderech lenegdi, Bilam desired and was content with the way that was kenegdi, with the way that will anger me. Zakrashi ulai notisa, the word ulai does not mean maybe, but rather kemay lule, it is used over here like the word lule, which means were it not. Were it not for the fact that the donkey stopped, you would have been killed. Pa'omim she'ulai mishamish b'lashin lule, we find times that the word ulai can be used b'lashin lule, which means were it not. Gam oischa harakti, you would have also been killed. Hareze mikra mesuros, this is an inverted pasuk. Hu kemoy, and this is like the pasuk would have said gam harakti oischa. Although the pasuk says gam oischa harakti, it means gam harakti oischa, I would have also killed you. What does it mean also? Loiha kovu bavad kiro ascha, not only would you have been delayed al yadi through me, ki gam hariga, you also would have been killed. Gam in the pasuk is coming to add that not only would have you been delayed, but you also would have been killed. Va'oisa hechiyesi, and the donkey would have lived. Va'ato, and now mipnei shedibro, since the donkey stopped and spoke, v'hoichi choscha, and rebuked you, v'lo yechota lamoid b'teicha chosa, and you were not able to stand up to her rebuke, k'moy shekoso. Just like the pasuk says, v'yermer loy, Bilam said no. Bilam had no answer to what the donkey said when he said, ahasken iskanti, have I been accustomed to ever do something like this? And all Bilam was able to say was, no, you have never done something like this before. Therefore, haraktiha, I have killed the osoin, the donkey, shila yomru, in order that people should not say, zuhi shesolka es Bilam b'techa chosa, this was the donkey that dismissed Bilam with its rebuke. V'lo yochel lahoshiv, and Bilam had nothing to answer. Shechas hamokre makavra b'yos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on the dignity of people. And so we find in the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, Vesabehema taharoigu, if a person has relations with an animal, the man and the animal must both be killed. Vechein, and so too, Vaharakta esho isho vesabehema, if a woman has relations with an animal, we kill the woman and the animal. And the reason is because of kavod habriyos. So people should not point at this animal and say, this is the animal that caused this woman to die. However, if you look in Parshas Kedoshim, Perik Chof, Pasuk Tesvav, Rashi Divrei HaMaskil Ve'esha Behema, Rashi over there seems to say a different reason why we kill the animal. He says, "Mivnei shebo takol la'odom al yodo," since a stumbling block came to a person because of this animal, since the animal was the object that caused the avera, therefore not only do we kill the sinner, the person, we also kill the animal, the object that caused the avera. So Rashi over here seems to say a different reason than over there. Over here he says it is because of kavod abriyos, and over there he seems to say because shebo takola la'odom al yodo. The Ayin B'Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Dalet Omer Aleph, that brings down both of these reasons in the Mishnah. And we have to understand why Rashi over there says one reason, and Rashi over here mentions the second reason. Zot Rashi ki lo yodati, because I did not know that you were standing in front of me. Gamze genusoi, this is also an embarrassment for Bilam. Val karchoi hoida, against his will, he had to admit. Shehu haya mishtabeach sheyedeh das elyon, because he used to boast that he knows what's in the mind of Hashem. Upiv heyed lo yodati, and now his own mouth had to testify against him, lo yodati, that I don't even know that Hashem is standing before me. Zot Rashi, imra be'einecho ashuvali. Bilam said, if it is bad in your eyes, I will return. Lahatris neged hamokom hi tshuvazu. This response that Bilam said was intended in a hostile manner against Hashem. Omaloi, Bilam said, hu ba'atz moitzi vani lo leches. Hashem himself commanded me that I can go. V'yato malach mevatel es devaro. And now you, the malach, are nullifying his words. Lamaru bekach. He is accustomed to doing such a thing. Sha'omer davar u'malach machziroi. That he says something, and then the malach pulls back his words. Omar l'Avram. He said to Avram, kachno es bincho. Take your son and shecht him on the mountain. V'yide malach b'itel es devaro. And through the malach, he nullified his words and told him not to shecht Yitzchak. Afani. So too with me, you are telling me to go, and now the Malach is telling me not to go. Im rabbe necho tzorach ani loshuv. If it is bad in your eyes, I must return. Zok Rashi leich imo anoshim. If you want now, you can go with these men. Pederuch she'odom roitze leilech bo molichin oisei. In a way that a person wants to go, Hashem allows him to go. So if you really want to go, I am letting you go with them. The efes, and only, akorchacho, against your will, Es hadover asher adaber, the word that I will speak, that will be the only words that you will be able to speak. Leich im ha'anoshim, ki chalkecho imohem, because your portion will end up being with them. V'seivcho leheyove min ha'olam, and your end will be to be destroyed from the world just like them. And Bilam went im sorei balak, sameach lekalalam kemoisam, happy to curse them, just like they were happy to curse Klal Yisrael. Vayishma balak, and Balak heard that Bilam was coming. Sholach shluchim levasroi. Bilam sent messengers to Balak that he was coming. El ir Moav, and Balak met Bilam by the city of Moav. El metropolin shaloi, by its metropolis. Ir hachashuva shaloi, its main city. Loimar, Balak meant by this to tell Bilam, Ru'u look, ma'elu mevakshim lakor, what these people want to uproot. Ha'umnom le'ucha kabdecho, nisnabe. Balak unwittingly prophesied she'soifoi lotzeis me'imoi bekoloin, that Bilam will leave before him in humiliation. Ha'umnam, it is true, le'ucha kabdecho, at the end I will not be able to give you honor.